you do, it tells who helps fill.
That's a good sign.
This is something I have not heard you mention, but I just want to inquire about, and that's gathering flowers from this.
Well, I don't know all the words to that, I've got to, yeah.
Did A.P. write that?
I think so, they've sung it anyway. And another one that I've got to learn is gathering up the shells from the seashore.
That's a good one.
And I've had several requests for Grave on the Green Hillside.
That's a good one.
Had that wrote down. And, huh? No, I don't know that one, honey, you mentioned that the other day. Now let's do this, another blues. Oh, I don't know if you don't call it a blues, this is a spiritual, but it's. Wouldn't mind dying, gotta say that so long. Wouldn't mind dying, gotta say that so long. Wouldn't mind dying, gotta say that so long. Well, I wouldn't mind dying, dying so long. Holy, 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 holy is His name. Holy, 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 holy is His name. Holy, 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 holy is His name. Well, I wouldn't mind dying, dying so long. I didn't get started till late, so.
You haven't done them all yet, have you?
No, I've got two lists. This is the evening prose. No, one of them, I've got the evening wrote down here.
You got Dixie Darling, have you done that?
Yeah, no, I'm not doing Dixie Darling. Maybe this is the evening. I worked it all out while I was at it. On the evening, we've got Homestead on the Farm, the Worried Man Blues. I want somebody to have a banjo to hit me on the Worried Man Blues and the Foggy Mountain Top. Now I done that lonesome. I put it on here, the one that.
What about Clinch Mountain Home?
Yeah, this song is that chair on.
No,
it? It's on this one, Clinch Mountain Home and Peel Lone and Gray. You Are My Flower, John Hardy, Distant Land to Roam, Longing for Home, The Unclouded Day. Let's do The Unclouded Day and see if I can do this and just not play. Let me get myself started. Oh, they tell me of a home far beyond the sky. Oh, they tell me of a home far away, where the tree of life in its splendor blooms, sheds a fragrance on an uncloudy day. Oh, the land of cloudless day. Oh, the land of an uncloudy sky. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an uncloudy day. Oh, they tell me of a home where my friends have gone. Oh, they tell me of a home far away, where the tree of life in its splendor blooms, sheds a fragrance on an uncloudy day. Oh, the land of cloudless days. Oh, the land. they tell me my eyes shall behold, where he sits on a throne that is whiter than snow, in a city that is made of gold. Oh, the land of cloudless days. Oh, the land of an uncloudy sky. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an uncloudy day. I messed up the first verse. The last verse, but that's one I learned from Grandma Carter, and of course Willie Nelson made a great big hit. And with that, and as I've told my children, "The Unclouded Day" and "Amazing Grace" is what I want sung at my film. That's two of my favorite songs, "The Unclouded Day" and "Amazing Grace." And now let's see if you want to look on this list, and then we can finish it out. Now,
what this here?
This one's the one we're going by.
Waves on the Sea.
I done that once.
Oh, you did?
Before you come in here.
Oh.
You want me to do it again?
No.
I have a banjo. You want a banjo?
If you want to save that one for tonight, she's talking about the word blues.
Well, I've got something for the banjo later on, honey. We'll go on with this one. The Dixie Darling. You want to get Dixie Darling? Way down below the Mason-Dixon line, down where the honeysuckles are in time, there's where the southern breeze is blowing, there's where along we go. Girls up north in the gay finery, twirling around in the stove side, singing the song of Dixie Darling, says I long to be. My Dixie Darling, listen to the song I've sang. Beneath the silver moon, the banjo riding tune, heart is ever true, I love no one but you, my Dixie darling, my Dixie queen. Because it's got, well, I love the song, but it's got a music lead in it, and I don't put it in on the harp. He might, I do You Are My Fire, but this is the one Joe and I sang so much, and I've sung this at quite a few weddings. They like You Are My Flower. It's a little bit different to a Wildwood Flower. I sung at my daughter's wedding, which I have one daughter, which is unusual. She wanted her, I didn't think I could do it, but she wanted her mother to sing, so her mother sung. The grass is just as green, the sky is just as blue. The day is just as bright, the birds are singing too. Are my flowers that's blooming in the mountain. let's do your little instrumental on the art of harp, and then I'm going to do elbow room. I don't believe I've got that down, but I'm going to do Mother's Song. There's one that put out on the birch, and a cousin of mine played the French harp on it. Esker Harper, my daddy always said that he wished that he would have let him play the French harp on one of the Carter Family records. And so I let him hip on this, and the album never did go anywhere. He'd had some good songs on it, but it was discontinued. But this was I think of the song, Red Wing. Pick out anything. I don't know what it is. The picks will come off your hands. Maybe because I try to work at it harder down on my lap. I've just got the feeling that you can't hear it as good on my lap. I don't know. I feel like the sound is deadened. Now let's do this
elbow
room. Let's get an L.
I don't know if this is a tune without auto harp.
Well, I'll get the other. I don't know why this auto harp has got a higher pitch or something. Joe don't like for me to use this one. It's got just a little bit higher, but I like to use it mostly when I use the old one. I use it by myself. This is hard to sing, so I'll take me a drink of water and rest a minute. What do you want, capo?
Yeah, you ought to build them into the guitar so you can't take them off.
Them things drive you crazy, don't you?
Looking for them.
I usually keep them in my pocketbook. Joe never has a capo. I even carry Joe's picks. If he has to have a pick sometimes, I even carry his picks. I carry the guitar. I'm telling you the truth. He's got three guitars, and he'll come to the program, well, I want to play yours. I have to carry mine down the hill. Now, that's the truth. That's how much he's interested in it.
I got one now, thanks.
That's how much I worry with all of it.
I'll put that one on, too.
The picks, the light bulbs that goes out. If a light bulb would go out, Joe will say, well, where's the light bulb? And if a child gets out of hand now, Jeanette, you talk to it. All the dirty work I have to do.
It's because you're the right size.
I'm a right size. Yeah, I am.
Thank you.
Tune, but she probably didn't write the words to that album.
I don't think. I think she learned that from a colored man.
Around
she put
home?
The tune. Some out in California. She wrote that, so right. She learned it.
So, when did she move out to California?
Well, she moved out to California in the early 40s. That's when she married my stepfather.
So they were still recording during that.
Oh
period?
Yeah, they worked together all their life, even though they were.
Even though she lived out in California.
Yeah, she would come back into the
But
valley.
They weren't as active by then, were
no,
they?
No. In the early 40s, you see, they just really were active about from 27 into the late 30s, 8, 9.
Uh-huh.
Now, they were in Texas during, in 39, they were working out there on the radio station. Because I come home, I went out there and worked for a year, then I come home and got married the first time when I was 16 years old. And then my mother married my stepfather in 39. So they moved to California, so she wasn't as active. And then in the 50s, me and mother and daddy and Joe done quite a few songs for on Acme label, which never did go very far because it small company and it wasn't distributed right and he didn't have a very good setup and just not much, but at least they were put on records. Now let me do you one that me and Daddy and Joe recorded well back in the 50s, Longing for Home. This is an old hymn that I always like to hear Daddy sing, and he sung Longing for Home and I sung alto and Joe sung tenor on I'm in G. We done long blues four that me and Daddy and Joe put out. Longing for Home, Climbing Zion's Hill, Pretty Raindrops. Put out Pretty Raindrops and There's a Bright Side Somewhere. this longing for home. This is one of the most beautiful ones that I believe of any of the Carter Family records, because I just love to hear my daddy sing. As o'er the dark waters we glide, my heart is weary and long. I'm longing with thee to abide. Dear Savior, I'm longing for home. Longing for home. Yes, longing for home. My heart is longing for home. Longing for home is longing for home. My heart is longing for home. How many more trials await? How many more tears be shown before I shall enter the gate? Dear Savior, I'm longing. Longing for home, just longing for home. My heart is longing for home. Longing for home, just longing for home. My heart is longing for home. How many more trials await? How many more tears? This morning, and so when we have the evening program, if someone will have a banjo, but we'll do one helping out on the Foggy Mountain Top, and as I said, toward you last, so I have to keep my breath for singing. Toward you last, if someone will have a fiddle, I can get my feet on a, not on a carpet, on a hard surface, like out there or a wood floor somewhere, I will show you how my mother danced, how she taught me. I never could get the little steps she got in, but I never could get the little steps she got in the art of her playing. But at least I did learn to dance from watching her dance. So we'll see you all this evening. Thank you.